Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The world will be watching to see if the U.S. will lead again, to see if the U.S. will cooperate with other nations and deliver on its international climate commitments.
The president of the Sierra Club, Ramon Cruz, is looking for President Joe Biden to walk into upcoming climate talks with historic investments in his briefcase. The president and first lady will travel to Europe in 2 weeks for the COP26 summit, where global leaders will discuss ambitious climate action, including the administration's goal of cutting U.S. carbon emissions in half by 2030. National Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy contends intensifying natural disasters are proof of just how high the stakes are.
And I'm not just talking about how we hand our children a future that we're proud of, but right here and right now, we have to protect our health. We have to protect our homes and our communities. We have to figure out how to work now if we hope to have success in shaping a sustainable future.
Before the summit, Biden will travel to the Vatican to meet with Pope Francis to discuss human rights and ending the pandemic. A bipartisan panel studying potential reforms to the Supreme Court says there are considerable risks to expanding the number of justices. Preliminary findings said court packing could undermine the high court's legitimacy and lead to a continuous cycle of future expansions. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot will hold political strategist Steve Bannon in contempt for refusing to comply with a subpoena. Committee Chair Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson said the committee will use every tool at its disposal to get the information it requests.
We need to know minute by minute how January 6th unfolded. We need to understand how the rotten lie behind January 6th has continued to spread and feed the forces that would undermine American democracy.
Bannon's lawyer advised the panel his client will not provide testimony or documents until the committee reaches an agreement with former President Donald Trump over executive privilege or a court weighs in on the matter. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the chamber will vote next week on whether to debate a new election reform bill aimed at countering the growth of state-level Republican voting restrictions. Schumer warned Republicans failure to advance the legislation would prompt him to find a way to move it forward without them. The November general election is just around the corner, and the Virginia governor's race is in the national spotlight, with Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin neck and neck. Jim Dow with Virginia AARP hopes voters will turn out.
After what we've seen in this country over the last however many years, where we've become increasingly divided, and hopefully by looking at elections as an opportunity to evaluate candidates based on their positions, their policy solutions, I think we'll find as a people that there's a lot more that unites us than divides us.
I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support accuracy and transparency online at publicnewsservice.org.